as the basis for your understanding and decision-making later. So we're first had the concern about getting something drafted dealing with these. Mm. Second, your understanding of them, so that then subsequent to that you can decide which of those, if any or all of them, that you want to include in your bill.
So should we're saying somewhat, we probably could wait till we hear from Gaffney on as to how much we're going to proceed with the EMS. Is that your suggestion? Is that?
I think that's the second question. Yeah. Will we be able to know what the revenue or fiscal impact of these changes will be?
Some of them, if not all of them.
Okay.
Hopefully all of them, but certainly.
The child care credit, for example.
Oh, yes.
We'll be able to figure that one out.
Yes.
I'm really, really dying to find out what payment in kind in the wheat program is looking for, the PIC program.
I was looking at that one. Okay, so that one we will wait to hear from Gaffney on Tuesday.
Steve, how soon will the fiscal analysis be done on these various points? Will they be ready by the time we have subcommittee meets on Thursday? The majority of them, maybe?
By Thursday, hopefully the majority of them, but perhaps not the total package. You may have to wait for some of them until this comes up to the full committee. We'll be reviewing the overall number and then the changes that you make within the package and how that impacts the overall total. And that may not be done then until action by the full committee.
Madam Chairman. I know that Tom is anxious for us to get on with this, and so I think that Bruce, first of all, solved the big problem by saying that we should assume that the A through G or whatever was it correct until challenged. But I think that we do need to get on specifically with these. We can't do it, we shouldn't do it probably before Gaffney comes down, but I think maybe we should ask him to consider at least making himself available to us as a subcommittee to go over these points in great detail on Thursday, if possible.
Well, hopefully he can get into the detail you would like on Tuesday.
Okay, with the full committee.
We're going
with
to
the
ask
full committee, yes.
The chair if we could do this before. Okay. Just because he is coming down and it is tax season, we're not sure when we can grab him again.
The full committee will be discussing flat rate again on Tuesday. Mr. Gaffney planned to come and testify on that, and then we're trying to arrange, have enough time within that meeting for him to go over the M's.
Well, Madam Chairman, that's my concern, I guess, is that this itself is a pretty long agenda if anybody's going to talk about it enough to make decisions on it. And if we get into a flat tax discussion, that's another 4 days.
Well, it would be my hope that the chair, just allots us so much time as well as a flat tax we have.
Or move the flat tax on it.
Well, I bet. Because we really need to get cooking on this. And,
yeah.
And unless he, will you talk to the chair, and I'll try to talk to the chair, that we need enough time for Gaffney to
yes.
go to this.
Okay.
Madam Chair, going back, can I go back to the
sure.
point one?
Sure.
Whether we have one bill. It may be of some help for us to develop the bare bones reconnect bill, and then several amendments that the committee would analyze, something would analyze, but we bring to the full committee on each of these. What I'm thinking of is if we adopt, what we're going to put the full committee in position of doing is either saying yay or nay to maybe 20 different decisions. And I'm not sure if that's really what I want to do. I'd much rather say, here's the reconnect bill in basic model, and these are the accessories that we think should be added to it, and let the full committee vote on those accessories and then move the full bill. Does anyone else understand what I'm saying there?
I agree that the full committee needs to have a good understanding of what we're doing with all of these points. If we don't, we'll get into something like happened, I think, at the border where we concentrated on one issue in the bill and let something else slip through that we weren't even hardly aware of. And so I think that's a good idea, and maybe have separate amendments for each of these and decisions.
I'm not sure how mechanically to do that other than to bring the full bill and each of these others as a decision.
Here's the policy question.
I guess it's a matter of then whether you start with 2011, which already has a lot of the department's requests in it, or whether you start with 2236, the interim committee bill, which I think is closer to the bare bones approach that you're talking about, and then consolidate all of the department's requests as one amendment package to that, and all of the CPA requests as an amendment package to that, or whether you start with the department bill and their new amendments to it, and then add.
It seems.
Are we have something on Monday?
Yes, it would seem to me that we should use 2011, which is the department's bill, because when we look at what they've dealt with versus what the interim committee, it's much more comprehensive. We've got such a good start, and I don't think many of those are really policy questions.
Yeah.
And if we,
I would agree.
I would like to use 2011. Then I think the staff could have, you know, one sheet. Here are some of the major policy decisions the subcommittee adopted for your approval, and then point those sections out and briefly go over them. This is the decision we made and why. Boom, 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 boom.
I wonder if we could use Monday's work session for 2011, the whole work session, or the whole Monday hearing on that bill. Hear Gaffney on Tuesday, and then Thursday we go into the discussion of these things. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Okay.
We just want to make sure that we're on the same track by going down this list. Go ahead, Steve.
If I may, part of that, I guess, is you said to basically accept the A and other provisions. One of the questions is, in three here, do you want any other explanation of some of those provisions, or are you willing to not get into detail on the A provisions at all and only concentrate on the M's?
Madam Chairman.
Representative Schoon?
I think we should have an explanation of it. Maybe not great detail, but certainly so that we know what the concepts are. Go over them one time so that if we see anything that we have questions about, we can raise the questions.
B through G?
Well, we're talking about the A provisions. Yes, B through G, sort of. Yes.
Are the A provisions in 2011 pretty much of the CPA report? What the CPA report labels as A provisions, are those changes picked up in 2011?
Yes.
Are they? Okay, then as we
either bill.
Okay, as we come to each
of those. Because either both bills change that freeze date.
Yeah. Okay, so as we come to each of those changes, I represent school scribe, just a brief explanation of what we're doing at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Without going into a whole lot of.
Well, I guess what one approach would be for me to go over a memo that I prepared for the interim committee on this, which has, it's several pages long and several points. It doesn't clear or cover near all of them, but it will give you some feel for what those reconnect provisions are without going into too much detail.
That'd be great.
I could do that on Monday.
Okay. Let's do that on Monday. 2011 on 5. I can't remember what we talked about yesterday when we talked about 5.
I was thinking here, again, just in terms of the Department of Revenue modifications, which bill they were in terms of which bill you used.
And we pretty well agreed 2011.
And do you have the outline that the department used, as long as you're yet willing to accept those suggestions and modifications as explained by the department, then there won't be a whole lot more that you would have to do on that.
Okay. Another policy question. The federal government will be taxing Social Security over $25,000, $30,000? If their income is over
$25,000 for single, $32,000 for joint.
Yes, if your other income plus Social Security exceeds those amounts, then part of the Social Security income would be subject to tax.
Madam Chair, in House Bill 2011, page 5, lines 31 to 32, which the we have a proposed amendment to that language, that is the exemption for Social Security right now.
Yes.
But that is a policy question. The subcommittee needs to confirm or deny. Do you want to accept the policy proposal will not tax Social Security?
Madam Chairman.
Representative Schoen?
Realistically, I don't think that there's any chance that we're going to do it. So we might as well make the decision right here and now that we're not. You know, and there's some kind of a movement to completely revise the income tax system, then maybe we want to look at it again. But
okay.
I don't think there's any question at this point that we're not going to tax it.
I think the secondary question is for the rail retirement benefits as well, as exemption at that point, which is the amendment we had this morning.
Yeah, I think. Excuse me, go ahead, Representative.
Well, I think that at least it's always been treated, to my knowledge, just like Social Security. Mm-hmm. And I've never liked it, but but I think that we may not have too much of a choice.
I'm not going to like it if the state has to pick it up. Do you agree?
I agree.
Okay. Now, I think one of the stickiest or most peculiar part, probably because I'm not sure I understand it yet, and that's the beginning date.
Here you have two different levels to work on, I suppose. One is the beginning date here really refers to December 31, 1984 as the new freeze date to the federal code. All right, so you have that date, and then once that decision is made, you have the lower decisions as, well, that date versus the federal effective dates as recommended by the CPAs. And then you have whether the CPAs said to go ahead and adopt it as of the federal effective date.
Dates
in during 1984. Right, and then besides that, you have whether it applies to tax years ending on and after that date or beginning on and after that date. Mm. And I guess right now the thought is we need to do a little bit more study on these dates with the CPAs, the department, and the mm-hmm. staff to see which of those dates would probably be more administratively feasible, and then perhaps come back with some thoughts for the committee to consider on which of those dates they want to run with.
I think we need to have the department and the CPA sit down and talk that one out, because that one is complicated, or could be.
Well, that decision would affect number 8 drastically, wouldn't it?
Could.
Quite a bit.
I wouldn't say drastically, but it would have some impact.
Berlinez?
Because if you go back with the CPA date, 84, we have to give some more thought to taxpayers that have already filed their returns or versus those that would have to amend versus not having to amend, and the way the 84 form is written now as to what is on the form that is added back or subtracted because of the federal changes and so on. So it needs a little bit more thought, I think.
Yeah.
Monday, will the department, even though the CPA said no modification necessary, it's obviously not enough to say the 1984 code is effective, is suffice or sufficient. When you come in Monday, could you elaborate on what happens if we adopt the 84 code as it relates to B through G?
Would that be introductory?
John and Bruce, this is sort of for you, because I'm not sure. I'm not sure we have.
Madam Chair, we are just now taking a look at that. Definitely, we will be through part of that, and we could comment on the ones that we have been through.
Okay.
I don't know if we'll be through all of it. We're also testifying on some other bills and researching some of those, but we have looked at the report already. But we have not really analyzed it. We've okay. sort of read through it, but not really analyzed a lot of it. But we could address those items that we have looked through on B through G.
Okay. Or how, if we have the time to deal with all those, and what the... There's a policy question, and there's one of just logistics. Okay. And it's obvious that at least two of the members would like to deal with the rest of them. So if you could comment on that somehow on Monday, that would be great. Is there any other request from the committee members from the department?
No. Not yet.
Appreciate your being here.
Not yet.
Is there anything else we should?
No.
Any
so other we're going to turn until Monday morning then work session, or subcommittee Monday morning.
Yes, subcommittee Monday morning. Appreciate you being here. Being adjourned.
Thank you.
I'm going to decide whether this is...